From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. If you're headed down the shore, the risk of dangerous rip currents is less. The remnants of Hurricane Chris disintegrating out to sea, and the surf has calmed considerably. There have been dozens of rescues, though, in the last week. The DEP is confirming the presence of clinging jellyfish in the Barnegat Bay. They've expanded a recreational use advisory now for the entire bay. These jellyfish tend to hang out in beds of seagrass. Their sting, not fatal, but it is extremely painful. Don't eat honey smacks for breakfast, or any other time for that matter. The CDC is continuing its warning about eating any Kellogg's honey smacks in any size box because it could be tainted with salmonella. At least 4 illnesses in New Jersey, at least 100 nationwide. Now, 13 New Jersey counties have had mosquito samples test positive for West Nile virus this year. There are no confirmed human or animal cases. Constant monitoring is underway across the state to ensure the mosquito population doesn't get out of hand and cause a public safety concern.
Agencies treat areas where the presence of mosquitoes is essentially unbearable or where a good amount of larvae can be eliminated. Vicki Thompson with Monmouth County Mosquito Control says over 3,000 sites are documented in the county as potential breeding grounds for mosquitoes, but the true number grows with every instance of standing water.
That wheelbarrow and even smaller containers of water can make a nightmare for your neighbors as well as yourself.
Mosquito activity, she says, has calmed down since the start of the season. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This was one of the most talked about and clicked through stories of the week. Dozens of high-risk sex offenders in New Jersey that law enforcement has lost track of. These are Tier 2 and 3 Megan's Law registrants, those most likely to rape again, who have failed to update their addresses as required by law. We have their photos and last known addresses at NJ1015.com. There's been no decision yet from the governor on imposing a 5-cent tax on all plastic and paper bags at Jersey stores, but public outcry over the issue continues to grow louder. $23 million would be raised from that tax to combat lead poisoning. While we wait for the governor to take action, we've posted a list of how every single lawmaker in New Jersey voted on this issue. You can see that at NJ1015.com. If you thought state budget talks were contentious, just wait until a working group organized by the Senate issues its final recommendations for government reform. In an early draft, sweeping ideas were included, like overhauling pensions, allowing local sales taxes, merging towns and school systems, and putting new tolls on interstates.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the recommendations are being reviewed, with a final report expected by the end of July. Then public meetings and hearings will follow around the state.
Any of the changes that we're talking about are going to be extremely difficult, but all the easy things are done. Hard work really comes in now.
Governor Phil Murphy refused to make the discussions part of the recent budget talks, despite Sweeney's efforts to get a commitment. The governor received a copy of the suggested recommendations in late June.
There are some things in there that I find attractive and others that I don't.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey workers' compensation judge has ordered Freehold Township to pay for a township employee's medical marijuana for a work-related injury. This is not the first time the court has ordered an employee to pay benefits, but it may be the first time a municipality has been ordered to pay. This could set an interesting precedent.
In theory, it's going to make a difference to other injured workers employed by a governmental entity who are in need of medical marijuana as a replacement for opioids.
In his decision, the judge said opioids are more dangerous than medical marijuana. It's not known if the town is going to appeal. Proposed changes to the state's medical marijuana program would swing the door wide open for just about everyone in New Jersey, perhaps in time for legalized recreational weed. Among the proposals, any medical condition could be treated by medicinal pot, and doctors would no longer have to register to be part of the program.
There is some additional steps involved in that. So I think that still kind of deters a lot of physicians from doing so.
Attorney George Thurville in Cherry Hill says just hundreds of New Jersey's 28,000 licensed physicians are currently registered to authorize a patient's use of medical marijuana. Two police officers pulled an unconscious toddler from a backyard swimming pool in New Jersey's largest city and revived the child. We still have video for you of this dramatic rescue at NJ1015.com. The officers rushing to the home, getting the girl out of the water, reviving her before the ambulance arrived. The girl was wearing a flotation device, and her father and a family friend were home at the time. Flood risk maps are being updated for the entire New Jersey coast. This is going to mean more of you will have to carry flood insurance and pay the higher premiums that come with it.
According to Andrew Martin, a risk analysis branch chief for FEMA, the new maps will more precisely predict flood levels during major storms up and down the Jersey shore. He says the goal here is to make sure
communities and property owners have the best possible understanding of what their flood risk looks like. And, you know, we're constantly working to improve our processes to make sure we're giving that information to the communities.
Martin adds the new maps will increase flood insurance costs for many, but with sea levels rising and storms becoming more violent, this is the new reality we have to face. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
You've probably seen cash only a bunch at a local store, but card only? There is a proposed New Jersey law that would fine any retailer who prohibits customers from paying with paper money.
I think it's a matter of time. We actually had last year one of the major credit card companies giving incentives for retail establishments that would go cashless.
Assemblyman Paul Moriarty tells us there are plenty of people who don't have access to credit, and they shouldn't be marginalized. Governor Murphy has announced a plan to finally begin the phase out of the controversial park test.
Park's high stakes, high stress system has been a detriment to our students and educators. Our educators need to teach to the needs of their students and not to a standardized test.
Starting in the fall, students will only have to take two park tests instead of six, and parents will get the results of park tests more quickly instead of waiting several months. The governor says the impact of park results on teachers and principal evaluations will also be reduced. A growing number of New Jersey cities and towns are introducing a no-knock registry. It's where you can sign up to let solicitors know they are not welcome at your door. Kenilworth launched its registry this month following complaints from a number of residents.
The residents were worried that the people were coming to the door, sometimes at late hours, maybe after 7 o'clock, after 8 o'clock, sometimes even as late as 9 o'clock at night.
Police Captain Fred Seuss says participating residents get a sticker to put on their door, and solicitors are expected to follow the most up-to-date registry records, which they get as soon as they enter the town. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our current content is available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott, and that's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.